Bradley Dean, the founder and overseer of You Can Run But You Cannot Hide International, along with his team, a group comprised of young people from various walks of life, joined together to reach out to the youth of America in a way like no one has done before. They dared to believe God and take Him at His word. Giving this generation a message of truth and hope for over a decade, this team has stopped at nothing. They endured hardships, trials, breakdowns, persecutions, all-night drives, harassment, and much, much more to show unto this generation the strength of Jesus Christ. This is their story, and they're coming to a city near you. It all began back in 1966 with the birth of Bradley Dean. Bradley grew up in a broken home. His dad was in prison for reasons Bradley didn't even know, and his mother was always working or with her boyfriends. He and his brother Brian were left to weather the obstacles of life with little to no guidance and try to figure out things on their own. Growing up was tough, and Bradley had to move a total of 37 times before landing his first house much later in his adult life. He always felt insecure with no father figure or stability in his own life.
What I remember is I remember being a kid with me and my brother. I was 3, Brian was 5. That's when I began to comprehend everything in life. I remember that my mom used to lay a lot of stuff on me and my brother. And what we learned real quick is if we wanted anything in life, we were going to have to fight for it. We were going to have to struggle for it. And we were going to have to go to the top the way that we understood how to do that. And that's through the fight and through the struggle. And you're not going to produce fruit any other way. Life is uphill. It's not downhill. But when I look back, I can see that the Lord was there from day one.
School was a place he hated. Once he got settled and used to having new friends, it was time to move again. Eventually, Bradley began to mix with the wrong crowd and started to make bad choices in his own life. When he got older, he became a part of the rock scene. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll became a way of life. And yet with all this, Bradley was still empty.
Didn't matter where I was or who I was with, and I could have a crowd of people around me, all supposed friends, and it didn't matter. I still felt empty because I knew I was in sin.
The choices that he made almost cost him his own life. But throughout all of this, the Lord kept trying to get Bradley's attention.
This woman walked up to me, and she had said to me, I just wanted to tell you, I see a dark countenance and a white countenance. And then after she had said that to me, I didn't really get what she was saying, but I knew for some reason what she was saying was right. And so she was prophetically speaking into my life. And I knew at that point I was coming to the line where I had to make a decision. Either it's going to be the Lord's way or I'm not going to make it.
Eventually, Bradley had enough of what the world had to offer and began to cry out to God on his own.
And I remember I started asking the Lord to show himself to me. And I remember I would go into the room at night, and while everybody was partying and doing their thing, I would be under the covers crying out to God saying, Lord, where are you at? I need you to answer me.
So how did the Lord answer Bradley?
It was the second set, and I walked behind the stage, and I was with my girlfriend, and I just basically said to her, it's like the Lord's got a rope around me, and he's pulling me out of here. And I didn't have a choice at that point anymore because I knew it was more than just... These were answers from God directly, and there was no questioning as to what was going on there. I could literally physically feel me being pulled out of where I was. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
The Lord began to separate Bradley. That night began a 10-month breaking period in which he was all alone, but never without Christ.
After I quit the band, all of a sudden it was just like everybody shut everybody off around me. No more friends, no more partying. And I was just upstairs, and the only time that I felt right was when I was in the Word of God. And then I started to cry out in prayer. But what was going on is I was being broken every day of my life, so he was granting me sanctification and repentance.
Eventually, it came to a point where...
It was at the end of that breaking period, and I tried it a couple times prior to that, where I would literally get down on the floor. I was so mad and angry because I knew that God was. I never questioned if God was really there. I just didn't know how to get to him, and I was struggling and I was fighting. And I remember I got down on the rug one day and I started hitting the floor saying, God, if you're there, answer me. If you don't answer me today, I'm done. And I was just mad as could be. And I remember going to church that night. It was a Wednesday night service, and a guy walked up to me and he had a tear in his eye. And he got down and he did exactly what I just told you. And he said, you don't think the Lord hears you. And he said, he hears you. And he got down on the ground and he did exactly what I did an hour prior to
Roger Sherman, signer of the Declaration of Independence, said, "Sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history and no longer remember that the country that they love, the institutions they say that they cherish, and the freedom they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men. America would be spared a thousand evils if its people would lay the axe to the root of the tree. When we fail to do this, we give permission to the branches, the heirs, which only begin to thrust out the truth which it works against. This is the responsibility of the Protestants, and it is the modern-day Protestant that believes what is not taught in the Bible. They practice ordinances that are not based off of scriptural authority. Away with the commandments of men, and down with the traditions that make void the laws of God." Charles Spurgeon.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, if you want to call in, please do. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Top left side of the page, subscribe. 10 to 15 articles from contributors all over the country. They know, such as the Sons of Issachar, Knowing the Times. These are individuals that are a part of the culture war and bringing about the resolve. You're not going to get the resolve without doing. Faith without works is dead, right? James 2:14 through 26. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Morning show on the right with Tim Brown. On the left side, afternoon show with you. Yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, from 2 to 3 Central Standard Time as well on the left side. Also, go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of that page as well. Again, one more time, 281-845-4704. I guess I had that right. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. The Bible is the rock upon which the Republic rests, Article 4, Section 4, premised on what? Common law. That's the right order. So President Andrew Jackson had it exactly right. Also, we have the heaven and the Constitution is the only stability that we have in this country. And without that, folks, we are lost. The Lord is our lighthouse. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by him, John 14:6. And I'm also here to remind everybody that there is no other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. You say, that's pretty bold. Yep, that's pretty bold, but so was the crucifixion, right? And again, Acts 4:12. We're going to go ahead and kick this off. There's a lot to cover. It's the fastest hour on national radio. We all know this, right? But I got a question for all of us here in this country. I know other countries are listening to us. Yes, this is applicable concerning your predicament. You may be in as well. And I know that you are because this is a worldwide crisis that's being created by the bad guys that are tolerated by the people on a worldwide basis. Here's the question. Americans, How is it that since 1973, when the government illegally sanctioned the murder of the unborn, number one, where did they find, where did they receive that delegated authority from any of the people? Where did they find the right to murder the innocent from the God that they swore they would magnify his law? Isaiah 42:21, and I'm talking about their oath. I'm trying to find out where it is the American people got lost in all of this mix, because they've never, ever been delegated authority by we the people to murder our own children. Now, simultaneously, what I want you to pay attention to is, what is there, 80-some million babies that have been murdered now? At the hands of the accomplices in the United States of America that have tolerated the corruption of a few, namely in the oligarchy, that's where few rule over many. The next question is does anybody think it odd or that simultaneously as we're allowing government and allowing the corrupt in the United States to murder their own children, that that same government is also enticing illegals into this country that want to destroy who we are? Anybody think that's a little odd, Deuteronomy 28, verse 43? Does this apply to we the people in this country, Deuteronomy 28, verse 63? I'm just curious. Of course it does. Of course it does. But again, I want you to pay attention to the fact that while your government is making sure that women in this country can murder their own children simultaneously, they are enticing people by committing the act of fraud and stealing your money by enticing them into this country, which, by the way, many hate your guts. And why do they hate your guts? They hate your guts because of what the American people tolerated concerning their politicians and what it was that they were responsible for doing to their particular countries. How so? Well, here, let me show you this right now. This is brand new, and again, I think it's important. It's pertinent information concerning exactly what I'm talking about, and I want you to put this up against what I just said. The government illegally sanctions the murder of 80 million children, okay, in this country. We'd have 80 million more people in this country right now if the people would have stood up and dealt with corruption, but because they didn't, 80 million children are gone. They've been murdered in the womb. Simultaneously, those corrupt representatives got worse and worse and worse as time went on. And what did they do? They began to entice, through theft of your money, to entice illegals into this country that mean to destroy this country. Is that far-fetched? Absolutely not. It is scripture. Who's behind all this? The Lord is. Check this out.
HHS found, the department has already found, $22 billion, Homeland Security, $22 billion sent to migrants for cars, housing. I mean, it's insane. It was a corrupt slush fund. Unbelievable. Boy, can't make it up. HHS found, the department has already found, $22 billion, Homeland Security, $22 billion sent to migrants for cars, housing. I mean, it's insane. It was a corrupt slush fund.
Okay, so wasn't the Homeland Security, wasn't that all created out of September 11, 2001? By the way, I'm not sure that I know of a person that actually believes that it was a foreign country that attacked those two towers. Did you hear what I said? I don't know that I know of anybody that actually believes that those two towers were dropped by a foreign enemy. But remember what was created out of the unconstitutional act called the Patriot Act, which should be called the Act of Tyranny, because it is. It usurped the U.S. Constitution and the enumerated laws. What was created out of that? Look at all these agencies that have been created, one of them being Homeland Security. What was the reason Homeland Security was actually institutionalized? Why did they establish that unconstitutional agency? How did they sell it to you? To protect Americans from this ever happening again concerning September 11th. One more thing I got to add to that. You got to consider who's profited from September 11th. Nobody's profited from September 11th more than your said representative government and foreigners that act through and going through the doors of the Judases that you actually believe are there and set up to work for we the people in this country. I want you to contemplate that. The Homeland Security, this man just told us, it was set up as a slush fund, just like I said, and he said $22 billion, your money, was stolen from you to give to them. Look at the correlation, folks. You can't make it up. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Did you know that George Barna's research group recently found that after surveying pastors from across the country, that less than 10% of them preach out against the issues that they know that they should address? And when we look at the said representatives in the halls of government, well, need I say any more? Are we as a nation ready to take responsibility for righting the wrongs? Join us Friday, March 21st at 6 p.m. at Jack's House Bowl. Hope to see you there.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble, our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Peter Marshall, chaplain of the United States Senate from 1902 to 1949, he said, "The choice before us is plain, Christ or chaos, conviction or compromise, discipline or disintegration. I am rather tired of hearing about our rights and privileges as American citizens. The time has come, it now is, when we ought to hear about the duties and responsibilities of our citizenship. America's future depends upon her accepting and demonstrating God's government." Abraham Lincoln was right when he said, "In regards to this great book, the Bible, I have but to say it is the best gift God has given to man. All the Savior gave to the world was communicated through this book. But for it, we could not know right from wrong. All things most desirable for man's welfare, here and hereafter, are found portrayed in it." The other day at church, we were there on Sunday morning. I was playing some of this praise and worship music, and it's got the same tone of is this. And a lot of this music is what I came out of. And with that said, he said, let's get rid of the angry music. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, boy, oh boy, why is it that you people still haven't got the lights on yet? Because if you did, you'd be as angry as I was, and I am. It's a righteous indignation. It's the heart of God to deal with the corruption. And I'll tell you what, the Bible tells us in Jeremiah 23:29, "Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces." And yet how they want to distance that from the Christ, I have no idea. And remember, the Lord judges nations because they lay it not to heart, right? My goodness, folks. Okay, so let's get back over to this because it's past due. I see a lot of people just jumped on. You missed the whole first segment where I was highlighting the fact that your government illegally sanctions the murder of over 80-some million babies in the womb. Simultaneously, you allow those same said representatives to go on and do the things that they're doing. And through your tolerance and apathy, you're adding strength to tyranny, and you're giving them strength to continuously destroy you and your posterity and your country. How does that make sense? Well, it doesn't. Well, and I brought out, isn't it interesting that, again, simultaneously, while they're murdering babies, they've convinced the women in this country and the men in this country it's okay to murder babies. What are they doing simultaneously, friends? They're stealing billions of dollars away from your tax dollars, your tax coffers, and then what they're doing is enticing illegals that mean to conquer, that mean to destroy this country and the people within it at the same time. That's what you missed during the first hour. Maybe that's just, maybe that's just a part of the responsibility that you don't want. Maybe you say, well, that's just not my call. Yeah, I've heard them all, let me tell you. Yesterday, we were talking about how Rothschild admitted that they created the Zionists, and this has been in the works for a long time, that they actually created modern-day Israel out of Palestine. And I played that right after the show. So what I need to do is I need to play it for you. And what was interesting about all of this, for those that think for themselves, for those that have a sense of discernment, that have their good senses that the Lord gave them in place, somehow or another, a couple people just didn't like the fact that I told you that this is the one that is the author of what you are being led to believe is God's Israel. No, it is not. No, it is not. Here, let me go ahead and just sit back with a smile on my face and just thanking the Lord for that confirmation once again, which I knew I was right anyways, because again, I have eyes to see and ears to hear by the Holy Ghost, who gives us discernment to know the difference. And I'm thinking of how the Holy Ghost has been given to all of us to teach us all things and to guide us into all truth and to give us perfect knowledge of every circumstance and opportunity that comes before us. That is those that are born again of the Spirit. You know, there's a lot of reprobates out there that think they can see, but in fact, they can't. And if you read John 10, that's exactly what the Lord said to the religious hypocrites. You say you see, but you're truly blind. Yep, that's exactly who these people are. They find fault with giving them facts. They hate facts. They hate the truth. They love darkness. And yet, you know what they've done is they've confused darkness for light. Because they're so filled with the spirit of the world that they don't even know the difference anymore. Here, I want to play this. I want to enjoy this for a moment. And I want you to listen carefully as to none other than Jacob Rothschild talk about how his family has been used to establish the modern day Israel through that of what? What you know is Palestine during the turn of the century, but now you know it is Israel. It is man-made Israel. Check this out.
And it begins with three words. Dear Lord Rothschild.
Dear Lord Rothschild, I have much pleasure in conveying to you, on behalf of His Majesty's government, the following declaration of sympathy with Jewish Zionist aspirations, which has been submitted to and approved by the Cabinet.
Why was it that this letter was sent by the Foreign Secretary to your great-uncle Walter?
It's an interesting question because it was primarily a movement from Eastern Europe. But they didn't clarify who was in charge of that movement. And in addition, it was, after all, in Great Britain. So they felt that the Rothschild family should be the one to whom it was addressed. And Walter was Lord Rothschild, and he was a Zionist. And those really are the background reasons.
So Walter received the Balfour Declaration, and I have a copy here. And I wonder if I could possibly ask you to read it for us.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. I'm going to put on my spectacles to make sure I read it accurately. His Majesty's government view with favour the establishment of Palestine as a national home for the Jewish people, and will use their best endeavours to facilitate the achievement of this object, it being clearly understood that nothing shall be done which may prejudice the civil and religious rights of existing non-Jewish communities.
That's what's happening
in Palestine,
today.
Or the rights and political status enjoyed by Jews in any other country. I should be grateful if you would bring this declaration to the knowledge of the Zionist Federation. Yours, Arthur Balfour.
And here it is, the Balfour Declaration. What do you feel when you see it here?
I genuinely feel it's one of the most extraordinary moments in the history of the Jewish people. If you think it took 3,000 years
it took 3,000 years.
And then you say, how did this miracle happen? It's the most incredible piece of opportunism. I mean, if you think you had an impoverished would-be scientist, Chaim Weizmann, who somehow gets to England, meets a few people, including members of my family, seduces them. He has such great charm and conviction. He gets to Balfour, and he unbelievably persuades Balfour and Lloyd George, the Prime Minister, and most of the ministers, that this idea of the national home for Jews should be allowed to take place. I mean, it's so, so unlikely. Then he's, you know, starts to fight a difficult battle with the British cabinet, and this letter goes through five drafts, as you know. And in the end, it comes out as a rather compromising letter. I mean, the essential point is there for the Jewish community to fasten on to. You have the first bit, which promises a national home rather than the national home, and then you have the bit that nothing that's to be done should in any way harm the Arab community.
Yeah, they're doing just the opposite,
but
friends.
We come back to the big point, which is that this is perhaps the greatest event in Jewish life for thousands of years. And it's a miracle.
Okay, see now the problem is, friends, so Jacob here is admitting it. I do want you to understand, here's Zionism definition, okay? It says, Zionism is a ethno-culture nationalist movement that merged in Europe in the late 19th century, okay? A person who supports the establishment of a Jewish state in Israel. Well, here's the thing, they created it. And the problem is, the people that are claiming that they are Jewish, like that of Benjamin Netanyahu, who's actually Benjamin Mialikowski, the one that Donald Trump is getting behind, let's just call for what it is. Him and his administration as to who they work for. The problem is Benjamin Netanyahu is not Hebrew. He doesn't have a drop of Hebrew blood in him. He's from Poland. Oh, let me add one more thing for those that don't know the difference, friends. His name is not Benjamin Netanyahu. It's Mialikowski. Okay? And he's wanted for genocide, for war crimes against the innocent. And you just got done listening to this guy right here, the Rothschilds. And this is what we've stood on since day one. That they are the ones that are responsible for creating it. And I'll tell you, the only ones that stand up against what I'm telling you right here, this out of his own mouth, he is telling you that we are the ones that are responsible for creating this. Oh, by the way, let me add this, the Balfour, okay? Or the Balfour, however you want to say it. In 1917, the letter that he was reading was from the British Foreign Secretary, Arthur Balfour, to Lord Rothschild. It expressed British support for the establishment in Palestine. In Palestine of a national home for the Jewish people. Wait a second. When you look at the turn of the century and you look at the Bibles, you'll see Palestine there that is now becoming Israel. Now you have the likes of these people that are trying to incriminate in your minds anybody that doesn't go along with these Zionists that are kicking the Palestinians out of their own land. And yet, people in the church, those that call themselves Christians, I know what the Bible says. Yeah, so do I. Here, but let me tell you what you don't understand. There's a difference between having the Spirit of God and being a reprobate, a carnal mind, and you're a do-gooder, and you haven't been saved yet. Here, let me tell you what the difference is. The Holy Ghost. The Israel of God, again, are the people, not geographically, as to what Jacob Rothschild just admitted that he created along with his devilish little alliance, Isaiah 28, verse 18. We'll be right back. I got more to tell you about that. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
Have you ever listened to someone speak and have felt completely captivated, basically unable to look away and hanging on every word? The kind of speaker whose passion, knowledge, drives and stirs something deep within you, making your heart race and your mind question everything you thought you knew? Well, if so, you're in for a wild ride. This show isn't for the faint of heart. It's actually for the bold, the thinkers, the patriots, and the truth seekers who care to face these uncomfortable realities. Welcome to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean. It's a show that will challenge you, awaken you, and make you see the whole world in a new way. Bradley is a force of nature, uncompromising, fearless. He's ready to rock the boat. It's time to tune in to find out why this program is shaking up the airwaves and sparking conversations everywhere. Don't miss out. Visit bbsradio.com/sonsoflibertyradio and discover why Bradley Dean is a true boat rocker.
Martin Luther King Jr. rightly stated that I must admit, America, that I was initially disappointed in being so categorized as an extremist. But as I continued to think about the matter, I gradually gained a bit of satisfaction from being an extremist. Was not Abraham Lincoln an extremist? This nation cannot survive half slave and half free. Was not Thomas Jefferson an extremist? We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of an extremist we will be. We will be extremists for the preservation of injustice, or will we be extremists for the cause of justice? He goes on and says, history will record that the greatest tragedy of this period of social transition was not the strident clamor of the bad people, but the appalling silence of the good people.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
BBSradio.com.
You just really can't make this stuff up.
A
people.
Republic versus
you really
a democracy.
Can't. I mean, you are brainwashed if you believe a thing that the
media
tells you.
United States of America,
brainwashed,
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We are a constitutional republic. We are not a democracy.
E. Stanley Jones said, grace binds you with far stronger cords than the cords of duty or obligation can bind you. Grace is free, but once you once take it, you are bound forever to the giver and bound to catch the spirit of the giver. Grace makes you gracious. The giver makes you give. Oh my goodness. Again, 281-845-4704. Now, what you want to do is you want to just hang on for a moment here, friends, because we're making distinction between the Jews of the Lord right now and those of the synagogue of Satan. And I don't think I need to add on to it once you begin to see what's unfolding here in front of your face. And as to who your said representatives are in fact working for, it is about making what they call Israel great again. And it's an attack on America. It's an attack on Christianity. Matter of fact, somebody just said the other day, actually, I think it was this morning, they said, isn't it interesting how all these third world countries that we take down, for some reason or another, it seems to be leveled at the Christians in every given state. Sooner or later, it's going to be aimed at the American Christians. Well, you better bet your bottom dollar. And that is, in fact, what is happening right now. We got Sal calling in from Aurora, Colorado. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Sal. What say you, my friend?
Well, I want to let everybody know, anti-Semitism, that is a misnomer. Semite is a language spoken by the Palestinians, the true Jews of the world, that are being kicked out of their country and murdered just because they're there. There are no hospitals that are functioning left in Gaza. they're running children over with tanks, taking their toys and putting them on their tanks. Is this the kind of world that we want to live in? I say no.
Yeah. Well, and it's interesting when you look at their said representatives, they're as corrupt as those that they represent. But then again, how could it be otherwise? You know, one of the things that I've wondered about, and the more I'm beginning to understand, it seems like I've kind of gotten thrown into this in the sense of, you know, again, not making out a war that people want to make it out to be in a carnal sense. I'm just trying to get people to understand that we're supposed to make distinction between the good and the evil in every given scenario, regardless of their ethnicity. That's as far as I'm going with all of this. But what we're dealing with, those that are claiming to be the Jews of the Lord, who are not, they are the Jews of the synagogue of Satan. And when I think about the Holocaust, Sal, because you got me thinking on this, when I think about the Holocaust, all those Jews that were rejected, it seems to me that they were the same, kind of in the same boat that what we see the people in today's Israel that are called Palestinians are dealing with as well. But again, here's the mainstream media trying to tell people the opposite of what is true. What say you? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, they want to take, and people don't realize it's not just the true Jewish people of Palestine. It's the Christians, as you say. And I will add one more thing to that. George Soros' birth name is Yorgi Schwartz.
Yes. Interesting. Interesting. Yeah, no surprise there, right? I mean, who's funding? Matter of fact, 30% of all of America's attorney generals are being funded by that war criminal today. And isn't it interesting? That money is dictating with the attorney generals that are being funded by George Soros, in fact, as to who they're attacking. Soros is using his money to tell these attorney generals as to who to their attack. And it's interesting how they're attacking anybody that would impede the way of the global order. Sal, thank you for the phone call. 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. You guys ready for this? Because it's past due that Americans, I want to say this. I believe that this structure's, it's cracked. I believe what's happening is people are becoming more aware of, like, for example, what just happened in the colleges where these said Zionists that are supposed to be American representatives are coming out and saying, you better not speak out against them. Well, we're not speaking out against the Israel of God. We're speaking out against the Jews of the synagogue of Satan that you work for. And so when they attack the colleges, I think that is really to their own demise, because I believe that there's enough people that have enough common sense to know that what the media is saying and what they're attacking is usually the opposite. Usually they demonize and they polarize that which is good, not with that which is evil. I believe their attack on these college students, I believe what it's going to do, it's going to completely backfire. It's another attack on free speech, friends. I also want to alert everybody to the fact that all of this censorship that was supposed to be pulled by all these other companies, by YouTube, big tech, so on and so forth. Like, for example, you're sold that Elon Musk, the Satanist, the lunatic, the madman. It's interesting. He would have you believe that he bought Twitter because he wanted to establish freedom of speech and make sure that no one would, basically censor free speech, as he calls it out as for what it is, a violation of the First Amendment. But it's also interesting that his platform, X, has tripled the censorship over that of Twitter. I hope you're paying attention. And it's the same thing. I can tell you right now, friends, on being at the end of their attacks, it's exactly what's happening. Censorship has not been pulled. Big tech companies are still doing the same things they've always done. And what you got to get is, if you would just understand what I'm going to show you next, if you understand the good guys today that they're selling you, which is counter to the good guys in the church, okay, they always have to play the victim to garner your affections. They always have to play the victim to get your support. Real Christians, though they're under attack, they never play the victim. Nope. When they're attacked, they stand up and they go at it 10 times more. And when you look at Exodus chapter 1, it talks about when Pharaoh, who knew not Joseph and knew not the children of Israel, the real Israel of God, the more he afflicted them, the more they multiplied. That's what happens. We say, let their cruelty swell our ranks. That is, in fact, what is happening. And by the way, I haven't lost hope. I'm not discouraged. I have hope. I'm not confused. I'm in the Word of God. Confusion is not of the Lord, right? 13:34 of 14, 1 Corinthians, right? But folks, you got to understand how the game's being played. You absolutely have to understand that everything that they do is inverted. It's backwards. What they're telling you and what they're doing 8 times out of 10, 9 times out of 10 is the opposite if you want the truth. Here, look at this. Okay, so remember Donald Trump came out and said that he wasn't going to take anybody's money? Remember that? He wasn't going to take the $400,000 and all of his political idolaters? Acts 12:22 just, oh, look at this, man. We got to put him in there. I mean, this is the guy that was given The Apprentice, but they didn't pay attention to the fact that he was actually groomed in a positive light for 30 years through the mainstream media that nobody believes in the networks. He's a bad actor, right? Isn't it interesting that when his numbers were really low, do you remember when him and Joey were going back and forth and the last debate that they had, which was all created, all contrived? I think America knows that it was all nonsense. It was hogwash. And how couldn't it be when there was 1,300 other presidential contenders that were never named by the mainstream media? Nope, they gave you the two to pick from. And you're always given the lesser of two evils to pick. Well, I'm telling you, friends, pick neither. 2 Corinthians 19. The prophet and the king. The prophet was set to rebuke the king for doing just that. But I want you to know that their ratings were falling through the floor, both Trump's and that of Joe Biden's. And then before you know it, in right on cue, as a matter of fact, when it was sold to the American people, I sat back and I said, right on cue. Remember the alleged earshot? And then a week later, somehow or another, he was asked about it. It's almost like he forgot to put the Band-Aid on one day, and the reporter said, how's your ear healed up so fast? He goes, I you know, my he points to the top of his ear and he says, my lobe, it just, I'm a fast healer. The lobe is on the bottom, Donnie, not on the top, right? But notice after that alleged assassination attempt on Donald Trump, remember that month he raised $141 million. Remember, right before that, that whole debate fell to the floor. They were both bombing. Everybody was, it was contemplating. It's like, whoa, we need some real candidates here. And then before you know it, that whole thing, that whole fiasco took place. Okay, now let's go back because this is what I want you to see. The difference between the Jews of the Lord, Israel of God, and the Jews of the synagogue of Satan. I had highlighted not too long ago all the networks and who they were owned by. They were all owned by the synagogue of Satan, the Jews of the synagogue of Satan, not the Jews of the Lord. I'm saying that on purpose. Romans 12:28 and 29, okay? Revelation 3:9. Read John 8:44. Jesus is rebuking these people all day long, okay? It's interesting what all of the networks are advocating for. They're constantly promoting a spirit of Antichrist. Who are they? They're Zionists, okay? The very one that they're putting up right now through Rothschild's man-made Israel as their what? They're basically dispossessing all of the Palestinians there. Folks, what you're being told, the exact opposite is true. If you're hearing this in the church, I'm telling you, they are just feeding on the lying narrative that the mainstream media is feeding them. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. Okay, so you guys all know this. I highlighted this yesterday. Everybody's doing this. Abbott's doing this. DeSantis is doing this. The former governor, Noam, she's doing this. All of those that are on the new administration, they're all showing allegiance to none other than Rothschild's man-made Israel. And yesterday I'd highlighted Marco Rubio. You've been warned about this clown a long time ago. He sold you out a long time ago. He's already taken $1 million from that of AIPAC, okay? And then I highlighted another one that popped up yesterday, this lunatic, who, by the way, he drips with immorality all about him. He does. He sold you as a good guy too. And pay attention, folks, as to how much money he's taken from the same organization, okay? AIPAC. Who is this? He's now a senator, Rick Scott, okay? I'm not going to stop there. I want to go over here, too, so you can see this. Did you see the guy that wasn't going to take any money from the American people? Well, let me tell you where he's taking the money from, and now what he's doing is reallocating your money illegally. And if you look at his omnibus bills, you'll understand perfectly as to what he's responsible for. My goodness, friends, $230 million Donald Trump has taken from AIPAC. Oh, okay. Okay, can't make that up, can you? You just can't.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Boolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and check out our store today.
BBSRadio.com.
The annual Wisconsin Christian News Ministry Conference is set for April 4 and 5 in Wausau, Wisconsin. Learn more and get your tickets today at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Oh, I just love that angry music, man. I really do. I wanted to show you something, just food for thought really quick, and we'll get back to how you're being completely brainwashed by the current administration. And the other ones, and I'm talking about the evangelicals, they're willfully being brainwashed. And you know what's interesting is they're taking their word for it. Whose word for it? The same said church overseers, folks, that have brought them to the very predicament that they're in today. And it's what's sad to say is many people, they just take them for face value because somehow or another, they don't realize because they're playing ball with the big boys club that they're not a part of, that they must be more valid because they're on television and you're not. No, that's where you're once again, you're deceived because I'm not, and because I'm being censored should be the validation that you're looking for, because this is the information they don't want you to have, period. It's just really that simple. You know, the other thing, too, is yesterday I said it's just amazing to me how truth is stranger than fiction to some people. I mean, you could transport some people to the sun and they concerning the facts, and they wouldn't see it because they don't want to see it. Folks, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. We're already on the last segment, so if you want to call in, now's the time to do so. I wanted to show this to you. You guys are, I know my viewers and I know my listeners know this. They're very well educated concerning who Elon Musk is. We know that he's a Satanist. We know that he's a madman. And Donald Trump has him palling around right now because they're trying to establish something called Stargate, or Mr. Elon Musk, who is on Gatekeeper, Joe Rogan's show. He's a gatekeeper, friends. He's a sellout, friends. Interestingly enough, he's on his show, and he's on that platform to tell you that he wants to take a chunk of your skull out so they can put a chip in your brain. And it wasn't just him. It was Claus Meine. He was also a part of it. Yep. WEF. Yep. And also World Economic Forum. That madman, the one that you'd think is a crazy madman that would be in a movie, a comedy. It's folks, the joke is on you. And who says it works for all of us? None other than the little slave himself, Donald Trump. And folks, don't get me wrong. He is a slave. Don't get me wrong, friends. He is extorted. You know, somebody sent this to me yesterday? And they said, isn't it interesting how we're sold by the mainstream media in Hollywood that the mobsters are all Italianos? Huh? They're all Italiano, right? You think of Bugsy Siegel. You think about these other guys that are famous mobsters. Now, isn't that a sad day to be in the present? Isn't it sad that they take these little minions of hell and then they glorify them? And they're glorified because of the crimes that they have committed. Isn't it interesting how television in Hollywood will promote that? Did you know that that is a complete mockery of grace, glorying in Christ? Did you know that is exactly what it is? The enemy wants to glorify his devils, right? Christ glorifies his sons, and that's how his grace is glorified. Well, look at this. Look at all these guys. Bugsy Siegel, Abner Zwillman, Martin Goldstein, Jacob Shapiro, Dutch Schultz, Louis Buchalter, Arnold Rothstein, Mayor Lansky. Folks, these are all famous mobsters. Did you all know that they were Zionists? Boy, Man, Bradley, you're like turning on some really uncomfortable lights here. Well, no, I'm just showing you. I'm just showing you exactly what they're doing. But now, can I go back to none other than Elon Musk? I want people to understand, just like Bill Gates and so many other entrepreneurs that you think are innovators, that are billionaires, so many of you are deceived into believing that they actually created what it is that they're selling. No, no. Bill Gates never created what he sells today and what he's made billions of. Folks, I'm telling you, they're all CIA assets and they have handlers. And they're lunatic enough and devilish enough where they'll just use them to channel things through, just like Jeff Bezos, just like that guy, folks. They've all lost their mind, and look at the things that they advocate for. They're all CIA assets. That's all they are. They have handlers. They're told what to do, how to do it. We're going to give you this money, and this is what you're going to do, so on and so forth. I remember a movie some time ago, probably 10 years ago, came out. It was none other than Tom Cruise, who played the part of Barry Seal. And do you remember Barry Seal was actually trafficking cocaine from Colombia? Folks, who picked out Barry Seal and who was funneling millions of dollars to him to actually bring that money? Remember they told him that if you were to get busted, we know nothing of you? But that's where he got all of his money. And do you also remember when Barry Seal came out and he was going to tell the world who he's cocaine trafficking for the Bushes and for the Clintons out of Mena, Arkansas? Do you all remember this? There's a documentary called Cocaine Cowboys. Do you remember then all of a sudden he was, the judge just somehow or another gave him a pat on the wrist and said, you need to go stay at this home, a Salvation Army home. And mysteriously, three guys from Columbia came in and mowed him down in his car before he could say a thing to the people. You remember all that? You see how that works, friends? And you know what's worse? You know it. You know it. You know what you lack, Americans? You lack courage. You know what you're still trying to do? You're still trying to hold on to your life. Jesus said to you, tries to save his life will lose it. Here, let me say it this way, the way Martin Luther King said it when he coined the phrase of Jesus, but he said it a different way, respectfully. He said, until you find something to die for, you haven't found anything to live for. He's exactly right. Let it be of Christ. Let it be for Christ. Do all things that glorify him and for his name and his kingdom. And remember that we have not been given a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind. And I'll tell you what, I had a phone call yesterday. A lady from Texas called me and she was talking about how fearful she was. And I could hear it in her voice and she was weak. She was trembling in part. Again, respectfully. And I told her, do you realize that when you have that at work in you, that's the same anointing that was at work at Paul in 1 Corinthians 2:5? I came to you in much weakness, fear, and trembling. And I said, just go through the threshold. And when you get to the other side, because the enemy's trying to stop your forward progress. And just interestingly enough, I told her, I said, just go forward. And when you get into that mode, all of a sudden, that fear that you feel, that anointing's going to be on you. And it's going to be from weakness and fear to power and a conquering power. And you're going to find your place in the kingdom of God when you obey it. That's where courage is met right there. You know, who are the braver people in this life? Who are the braver people? It's not that they don't fear neither. They just chose to choose fear. And you know where you find, I'm sorry, faith. You know where they find faith? Where they remove themselves from the equation and put their eyes on Christ. Period. I better hurry up and do this. You ready? Go back to Elon Musk. He's another one of these just... I'm surprised anybody, and I know that this is dissipating. People are awakening to this little occultist as well. But here it is, friends. You guys know those new cars that you believe that he made? You remember that? You remember out of the pandemic, remember nobody really knew who he was? And then all of a sudden, gas prices skyrocketed. And then all of a sudden, at the same time, simultaneously, people were starting, especially on the West Coast, the brainwashed went out and they bought an electric car on cue. The mainstream media's spin doctors played it perfectly, and all the sheeple went right along with it. His car sales went up 247%. Right on cue. I wish people would think. But here it is. You guys knew that, you know that new car of his, the Cybertruck in 2023? I want to show you how you're being laughed at really quick, okay? Did you know that that is the exact shape of a container bin in India in 1968? Has anybody seen any of these Cybertrucks? By the way, Tesla dealers are going bankrupt quick. They can't sell their cars. I mean, when you look at this, it explains as to why they can't sell their cars. You know what's even worse than that? It's these people that actually go out and buy these cars, and they have this elevated mindset that they think to themselves they're smarter than you are because they bought a Tesla electric car. Oh, it's terrible. It's like those that were wearing masks during the pandemic that didn't work, right? Yeah. I mean, here, the joke is on the American people. And by the way, he never created one of those vehicles, friends. He bought the company. What you should be asking yourself is, where did he get the money to buy the company? Because really what that is a front for what he means to do through Stargate. The joke is on you, Americans. I'm not saying that to be mean. I'm saying that to wake you up. And I'm also sharing this with you, friends, because it's past due that Americans start asking the question as to who these said representatives are working for. I have in front of you right here the Donald Trump, folks. I'm going to go ahead and play this out. Hey, folks, on radio, I will talk to you in 23, 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do. But here it is. Donald Trump has taken $230 million from AIPAC. Who do you suppose he's working for?